A decade later, in the late 1930s, British biochemist Ernst Boris Chain rediscovered Fleming's overlooked 1929 paper. Recognizing its potential, Chain suggested to Australian scientist Howard Florey to investigate the antibacterial properties secreted by microorganisms. Florey assembled a team of biologists and biochemists at the University of Oxford. Their collaboration eventually led to the successful isolation and mass production of penicillin, turning it into a life-saving antimicrobial. This breakthrough came just in time for widespread use during World War II, transforming modern medicine. After the therapeutic properties of penicillin became widely known, Alexander Fleming received widespread recognition, overshadowing Howard Florey. In 1945, Fleming, along with Florey and Ernst Boris Chain, was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the discovery of penicillin and its curative effect in various infectious diseases. Although the prize was shared equally among the three, Fleming continued to be the public face of penicillin, while Florey and Chain's critical roles in making penicillin a viable treatment were often overlooked.